HarperCollins presents Some Sunny Day by Adam Baron, read by Hugh Parmenter. So many people doing so many crucial jobs helped our children through lockdown. Thanks to all of you. This book, however, is for the teachers. Chapter 1. Here's something you won't believe. Not that long ago, I, Cymbeline Igloo, made two completely new best friends. Why should you be surprised? This is lockdown we're talking about. No one was supposed to go near anyone else, let alone make friends with them. And my mum was totally paranoid, at least at the start. Social distancing was like her catchphrase. If someone was walking towards us, she'd shout out, "Stop!" and "Wait there!" If people didn't hear or just ignored her, we'd literally have to turn round and go the other way. Once, it took us half an hour to get to our corner shop. It was like being in a maze. Another time there were people coming from both directions and neither were shifting over. I thought Mum would drag me into the road, but a bus was coming. So do you know what she did? Did she just walk past? Press us back as far as we could go? No. She told me to climb a tree. She did. And she came after me. People pointed up at us like we were nuts, especially when she started shouting, 2 meters! 2 meters! Like some weird, enormous parrot. And the humiliation did not end there. We were up the tree for ages because joggers kept going by and people in the flats opposite came onto their balconies and started filming us. We only escaped after one jogger was so surprised to see us up there that he tripped over a paving stone and went flying. Sorry! Mum said from the tree, as he was hobbling away. As for my current two best friends, Mum wouldn't let me near them. It's not allowed, she insisted, after we'd been in lockdown for what seemed like forever, about 2 weeks. I'd asked if I could see Lance. You can't meet up with anyone outside your own family. But I don't want to meet up with him. Then what do you want? Are we allowed in Greenwich Park? Of course. And is Lance? Yes, as long as... 2 meters, I know. Social distancing. So what if you don't arrange with Lance's mum to meet in the park, but you tell her we'll be there, then she could just happen to be there too. And if I happen to kick my football, then Lance, who would happen to be 2 meters away, could happen to kick it back. I was desperate for this to happen because I wanted to see how Lance was getting on with the lockdown football challenge that Mr. Ash, our teacher and our football coach, had set us. But Mum wasn't having it. She said we could chat on Zoom instead, but it was rubbish. Lance just grunted, "All right," and I grunted, "All right," and that was it. We couldn't play anything. We couldn't do kick-ups, we couldn't do any Lego, and there wasn't even any football to talk about because all the leagues were shut. I wonder what Jackie Chapman's doing now, Lance said. Jackie Chapman is the captain of Charlton Athletic Football Club and our absolute hero. I've got a club shirt that's signed by all the players, which Jackie Chapman actually sent me. It's got my name on the back, and when I thought burglars had nicked it last year, I nearly fainted. When I took it into school for show and tell, Mrs. Stebbings came in for a look. She's our chief dinner lady and loves Charlton even more than Lance and I do. She stared at it like an angel had dropped it out of heaven. I don't know, I said, but I know what Jackie Chapman's not doing. What's that? Hiding in trees, I said, with his mum. We hung up after that because there was nothing else to say. Our mums agreed that we should try again a few days later, and this time they both made us our favourite smoothie. That was pretty cool, actually, until we tried to do a cheers. Lance went to touch his glass against his screen and he dropped it all over the keyboard. The last thing I saw was red goo running down the camera before the picture froze, went juddery, and then turned completely black. Let's try Veronique, Mum said. Veronique is my other best friend, but Zooming her was a disaster. First, we could hardly find a time to do it because Veronique was doing Zoom violin lessons and Zoom piano lessons. She was doing a Zoom orchestra too, and even Zoom fencing. Though how you can whack someone with a sword online, I have no idea. When we finally did manage to set up the call, it was actually fine. Until Veronique started chatting about school. It's great, she said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?